This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome into the whole show, powered by Chevron. I'm Brady Hull, back at it. Was off for a couple of days. Glad to be here on a Monday, I think, because we're going to react to everything that happened over the week. A terrible weekend locally, Mike. Michael Kirkpatrick, by the way,
467. Wasn't a great weekend for my team either.
Well, they hung in for a second.
It was interesting. They hung in for a half.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
And they probably should have been, I thought they were going to get blown out. Their defense played really well. Then they lost one of their best players and started losing. Then they lost one of their best.
Normally, this would be the time I'd say, Mike, nobody cares about
Washington. Everybody cares.
But it was such a bad weekend. I will, being a Washington fan, at least there's something. There's something there. Air Force lost. Can't play defense. Colorado State lost. Can't play any kind of fence.
Yeah, can't play football.
UNC lost. Competitive, though. They've been in every game this year, win or lose, has been a down-to-the-wire type of game. So you're at least getting something exciting there. And then Colorado lost to BYU, but had a realistic shot. Coach Prime just does not like to take timeouts. In fact, Mike, let's get to whole show headlines here on a Monday.
And now, whole show headlines.
Air Force offense, terrific. Defense, horrific. Northern Colorado has been in every game late. The turnaround seems to be real. New quarterback, same head-scratching calls from Jay Norvell. Dead man walking? Lame duck alert? Coach Prime hated being put in timeout as a kid, probably. Maybe that's why he won't call them during a game. Broncos must win. Simple. Because it was terrible and we need the Broncos now more than ever. Mike, Broncos winning tonight?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. As long as you're saying it. All right, that's headlines. Let's start to unpack this. Let's start to dig in to what happened with Colorado State. Jay Norvell is still there. I don't really... We've talked about this, and texters, I know people... Brady, stop saying hot seat. Why?
Because it's boiling now.
It's boiling. That thing is on fire. He's just sitting in a chair wrapped around with fire wrapped around it. And I don't normally push for this to happen, like coaches to be fired in the middle of the season, especially when I don't look at anybody on that roster or on roster coaching staff that I look at and go, yeah, that's a future head coach there. I mean, Matt Mummy's name keeps coming up, but I don't know. Might have some news coming up later today about play calling. I don't know. Kevin Lytle will join us. Normally he's on Thursdays, but there's so much around Colorado State that we got to get into this. I mean, we're watching these games again. For those that don't know, they lost 20-3 to Washington State. Washington State, Mike, is not a very good football team. They lost 59-24 to Washington. They lost 59-10 to North Texas. The only teams they beat are San Diego State and Idaho, and that was 13-10 against Idaho.
Yeah, I mean, I believe they count as a community college.
It sure felt like that, and this was a... It's the only pick I got right over the weekend, by the way, Mike. The picks are in dangerous territory here. I took Air Force to cover -6.5. They lost to Hawaii. I took BYU to cover 6.5. They won by 3, I believe. And I took Washington State to cover, and they won.
When the Broncos win tonight, I will go 4-2.
On your picks, nobody cares.
Well, I'm just saying. Like I you didn't
say him. Did you say him on the air? Did you say him on the show, or did you keep that to yourself?
I did.
Okay, I wasn't listening. My bad. That's on me.
Yeah.
Good job.
One of our guys did not perform very well, and I don't know if he knows it or not, but I'm not looking forward to telling him on Friday.
All right, I'm going to get into this. First off, like the most obvious thing, the Taj Bullock thing. What are we doing? I mean, Mike, I'm not one of those armchair dudes that sits there, why the play design and all the play call. I'm not really one of those guys. Because I know for Jay Norvell to be coaching at this level, he's got to have a lot more football knowledge than I do. So I don't like to sit on the couch and really harp on that kind of stuff. But what I like to do is you take those obvious things that happen in a game, like going for two, the play call to go for two with Taj Bullock. And the game Saturday, you put him in for your Taj Bullock package on third down, run, don't get it. And then you go for it on fourth down with the Taj Bullock package, and it's the same story. Third down, Taj Bullock, run for no gain to the CSU 49. Fourth and one, they go for it. This is in the second quarter. And it's Taj Bullock again. This time he lost a yard. The idea was that he was going to be a Taysom Hill kind of guy. That doesn't work, Mike, if you don't ever throw the ball. And that even just the threat of throwing the ball, you have to have it. Even if he's 0-for-8, you just know that he's going to throw it. Mike, do you want to know how many times he has thrown a football pass this season? Can you guess?
Oh, I can guess.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's below 1.
No.
And above -1.
It's 1. He has thrown the ball 1 time, and that was against Washington. So that was 4 weeks ago. 5 weeks ago, because they had the bye.
It must have been so bad of a pass that I don't remember it.
Yeah, he actually was sacked on that. He was sacked in that game, too. But since then, he has not thrown the football. I don't know how he registered a 34.8 QBR rating against UTSA because he didn't throw a ball, but he did run for 17 yards. It's just, guys, when there's obvious things like this, that's when I really go, man, a head coach has just lost his way. I mean, you have a starting offense for a reason. Here's what I would do with Taj Bullock, man. Throw him in randomly. Throw him in at random times that, you know, that's not like a tight, oh, it's 3rd and 1. We know what's going to happen here. Throw him in on a first down and then run a play. Don't stop doing this Taj Bullock package when you know it's going to be a run. Put him in early, have him throw a pass. So suddenly that's now in the back of everybody's mind that, okay, it was incomplete, but he might throw it. Like these are obvious things. You don't go for two at home against UTSA. And when you do go for two, you don't run that play. You have your quarterback in, who was red hot. Jackson Brousseau, in the final drives for CSU, was completing passes left and right. So what do? Yank him. Taj Bullock, you're in. Run the ball.
This kind of reminds me of Tim Tebow. Like, Tim Tebow wouldn't throw the ball or throw the ball accurately. It was mostly like, do I hand it off to Knowshon Moreno or do I take it myself?
Yeah, but
most of the time he'd take it himself.
He would still throw it. And when he threw it, it was like Air Force, right? When Air Force throws the ball,
airmail,
it's pretty good. Because they don't do it very often, that defenses are just like, randomly, we got to guess when they're going to throw. Now, they're throwing a lot more this year than I've ever seen them throw. But typically with Air Force, you know that threat is there. But you have to pay attention to the triple option so much that you can't really let your brain think that they're going to throw it. And then when they do, boom, it catches everybody off guard. There's a reason Troy Calhoun has been in that position for as long as he's been. Can't figure out his defense now, but the guy's a good coach. I mean, there are coaches and teams that you look at, and it's just, oh, for whatever reason, they can't inspire the troops. They have a bad defense. They have a bad special, whatever. But when I'm watching Jay Norvell now, especially this season, I just keep seeing these obvious things that my brain, my tiny little brain can compute to, why would you do that? I mean, there's so many guys and coaches that make decisions on a weekly basis that I'm not sure I would have done that. But it's more of that kind of thought. Like, eh, okay, I get why. With Jay, it has now become, are you kidding me? Like, seriously, Taj Bullock's in, and I go, yeah, they're going to run the ball. They run the ball. Oh, they're going for it on fourth down. Taj Bullock is still in. They're going to run the ball. They run the ball. It shouldn't be. I played high school football, Michael, at a small town. I am not a football genius. I love the sport, but it shouldn't be something that's obvious to me and simply say you shouldn't do that. Like these issues for Jay Norvell are getting worse. It seems like he is getting worse as a head coach, and I don't feel like it's necessarily because he's pressing. I don't sense any desperation. I sense a coach trying to think he's smarter than everybody else. And even though, okay, everybody at Canvas Stadium knew Taj Bullock was going to run it, is that in the here's what Jay had to say about Taj Bullock, Mike. Do you have that clip? I want to hear that one. I think we pulled this. DNVR Rams posted this on their social media account. Here's Coach Norvell on the Taj Bullock package.
I don't think it was effective. I think it has been effective. But I don't think, I mean, they made the play on the first time he went into the game. I never really got a chance to get established tonight. So, I mean, that's fair to say, I guess.
And you know what really sucks, man? I like Jay Norvell. I hear him talk and I feel bad. Like, you know, he's saying, we just didn't, I guess that's on me. But this, what we're talking about here is not whether you like the dude or not. Can you win football games? And this, Mike, I said at the beginning of the year, and some people scoffed at this, but this is the most important season in Colorado State football history. Brady, there's some great years with Sonny Lubick. Yeah. Okay, after the fact, they were really good years. But I'm talking about before a season, this is, and you say the same thing for Utah State, for Boise State, because you're going to this new conference. You want to go into the Pac-12 with an amazing non-conference record. All of your schools that are making the jump. You want to have a great non-conference showing. You want to show that this Pac-12 is going to be legit. Kind of like Utah State going up against Vanderbilt. That was a game for a while. They were 23.5-point dogs. And they made it a game, and then they ended up losing by 20-plus or whatever it was. But that's what I'm saying. Like, name a school that's going to the Pac-12. Every game is extremely important. And that's why I said this year is the most important year for CSU. And this offense has been, this is the worst I've ever seen it. I mean, this, when Jay and company got to Fort Collins, it was so refreshing because everybody was tired of Steve Addazio, both his play style, his play calling style, and just his abrasiveness when in press conferences. And I never really experienced that. We interviewed him a few times and he was fine. But I know he was, like, going at Kevin Lytle a lot, and, you know, I get that. It was frustrating, you know, doing this close kind of thing. We were so excited because Jay Norvell just whooped him in that final game when Addazio got kicked out. Nevada smoked Colorado State. So you're thinking, wow, new era is here. This was before the Pac-12 stuff became a reality. But unfortunately, in this mega important season, this has been worse than we've seen a CSU team in years, even though they're just coming off of their best season in several years, one where they won rivalry games and they got to a bowl game. But guys, if you listen to the whole show, we knew last season, okay, great, good for you. You took advantage of an easy schedule that didn't feature Boise State or UNLV. You had several teams on there with first-time head coaches. And I don't want to hear, well, they're not really first-time head coach midway through the season once you get to conference play. No, they still are. They're all still learning. So you had a lot of that. And so they took advantage of it. Good for them. Can you follow that up and be a better football team next year? And the answer is no, they are worse. They took a step back. Big Hub texting it. Unfortunately, Norvell's time has come. Play calling has become hard for him and can't score in year 3 to 4 is horrible. It shouldn't be going this way. And when it does go this way, when it starts to go negative and go backwards, that's when you make a decision to move on from your head coach. Yes, Michael.
Do you think he would buy a little bit of grace if he says, I'm having problems play calling, I'm going to give up my play calling?
Yes. A little bit. A little bit. But then what happens? You know, what are you talking about, grace? Like, does that buy him another season? Like, if he announces today that Matt Mummy, the son of Air Raid, is going to now call the plays, which we kind of thought might happen anyway, and then it kind of didn't happen, so I'm confused. He was promoted to the pass game coordinator, and then a little birdie, like I think Justin Michael was that little birdie, was tweeting out that Mummy is going to be the play caller, and then that was actually kind of just dissolved. That was, he backed off that. So if he says Matt Mummy is the play caller, and now suddenly they're good, then you're going to go, are you that bad at play calling? And why are we paying you the whatever he's making, Mike? Is he making $2 million? What's his contract? It's a double-edged sword. It's kind of like when he finally made the decision to put Jackson Brissot in. Brissot drives down the field twice and actually looks competent. Then you go, good on Jay Norvell for making the decision to switch to the different quarterback, but what the hell took you so long? And that means you're not great at making decisions because it took 2-3 games of really bad offense, essentially, save for the first half of the Washington game, for you to make that decision to pull Braden Fowler-Nicolosi. All these things are adding up to be something, interestingly enough, to be something negative. You have a quarterback who now has a nickname, Backfoot Nicolosi. I'm not a big nickname guy when it comes to being a meanie, but that's what it is. That's out there in the world. You have a gimmick on this team with Taj Bullock, and to be fair, I like the idea of Taj Bullock. I just don't think he's being used the way he should be. But you have a gimmick in Taj Bullock that now whenever he goes onto the field, people are like, oh boy, here we go. You got a lot of issues right now. And, you know, I started thinking back to last season and the Freddie Banks stuff. And I know that doesn't really have anything to do with this now, but I just keep hearing Jay brag about the defense. Oh, Tyson Summers, it's amazing. And I just can't help but think, was Freddie Banks that big of an issue, or did the two of you just not like each other? Was it a Michael Malone, Calvin Booth type of situation? And you wanted to move on, but you created all these different reasons as to why you're moving on. Because I didn't think Freddie Banks' defense was the issue. They weren't taking the football away. They weren't doing that kind of stuff. But I don't know. There's a lot, man. Eastside Chris texting in. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. If you're in year three, shouldn't your recruits start to be achievers, or has the portal made things difficult? I mean, yeah, the portal has certainly made things difficult. You're not getting guys that are established and building that baseline of that culture. But I couldn't tell you, man. I mean, the recruits right now, the guys that Jay has went out and got, haven't been, like this year, I mean, there's not a lot you can point to. I mean, the running backs are good. But again, Mike, what are we doing? I say the running backs are good. Why the hell does Jalen Dupree only have 13 carries? 13 carries for 68 yards. He averaged 5.2 yards per carry. Lloyd Avant had 5 carries. Justin Marshall had 2. He had the fumble, but he had 2 really good runs, and then that's it? This game was never a game that you couldn't, that you had to give up and give up the run game. This was never that. It was 20-3 at halftime. Mike, that's still a game where you can run the ball. One score makes it interesting. But instead, four of those carries that should have gone to Jalen Dupree go to Taj Bullock. Jackson Brissot took off and ran 12 times. Guys, it's just to the point where there's a lot of obvious things happening that even to the most mild of football fans, it's obvious that this shouldn't have happened this way. You shouldn't do it that way. Oh, Jackson Brissot's driving this team down. Why would you pull him and then put that guy in to just run the ball? Why not give Brissot a chance to throw the football? It's very frustrating, and they are 5.5-point dogs.
Does he
to
not
San Diego
have,
State coming up on Friday night.
Does he not have confidence in Jackson Brissot? I mean, like, if he's doing that well, you're right, give him a chance. Don't take him out. But does he just not have confidence?
No, he likes this package. He likes this Taj Bullock idea, and he wants it to be the Taysom Hill thing.
Toss the idea in the trash.
Or throw the ball. You know what I would like to see? First play against San Diego State. First play. You get the ball, whatever. You're on offense. March him out there and pass it. First play. Doesn't mean he's a starting quarterback, even though technically he started at quarterback because he was the first quarterback out there. But first play of the game. Go in that package and throw it downfield. Freaking air it out. I don't care if he's covered. Just send him deep. Throw it. Oh! The guy can throw the ball or will throw the ball. If he completes it, then I'm a genius. Where do I sign? That's what I would do. Throw him in randomly when it doesn't make sense. You remember Waterboy, Mike? Coach Klein? When he's losing it before he gets Bobby Boucher? He's like, okay, I have the play. The quarterback fakes the ball. No. He pretends to fake the ball. No. He thinks about faking the ball. I don't know where I am. Like, that is one of my favorite lines, and I always think of that when I just see really bad coaching. And unfortunately, that's been the way this has gone. I like Jay Norvell. He takes time to jump on this show. I've done several interviews with him in the past. I really love that, and I respect it. But I'm also logical, and I got to be real with the hooligans, right? I can't get on here and say, oh, no, you win one for the Gipper. It's going to be okay. He's going to be fine. I don't know. I want him to be fine. I want him to whoop up on San Diego State and shut me the hell up. I was negative on Twitter this weekend, Mike, about CSU. That was the most negative I've been about CSU in a while.
I think we all want him to do well. So CSU does well.
Yes.
And the state of Colorado has great football.
Listen, when CSU's good, my show is better. Not better than CSU. My show is better for it. You know, I was honored to have Ali Farokhmanesh on my show every single week. So it was so cool. In fact, it had people starting rumors up that the reason he was doing that was because he was going to be the next head coach. No, I'm not that smart. Ali and I are friends. And I'm going to say the same thing. Like, if in 2 years basketball has taken several steps back, I have to be real here and say, man, I don't know. Ali's not Nico. I don't feel like that's possible, though. I think Ali's going to be a stud. But I got to be real. I love Ed Lamb. He and I connect on so many different levels. I root for that man probably more than I've ever rooted for a coach. But if it doesn't get better year after year after year, then you finally go, okay, I guess Ed's not the guy. Sorry, Ed. Still like you, man. Still would like to talk to you, but you weren't the guy. It's real. We got to be logical. Doesn't mean I hate the person. Hate the game, not the player.
Well, you're right about Ed Lamb. He's gone from 0 to 2. To 1.
Yeah.
To guaranteed 3, because they're going to beat Montana State.
Well, I think they're going to beat Portland State, too. So 4 wins would be pretty good.
And they've got a week very end of the schedule.
Yeah, and they've been in every game.
I've got them for at least 5. At least 5
Dude,
victories.
Dude, that was... I'm watching the game on ESPN+. They had a good turnout. Seemed like they had a pretty good turnout.
Every time, so I was watching Washington, but I had ESPN Plus on a second tab.
Okay.
So I'm watching Washington, goes to commercial break. I see a couple of plays for UNC. Then I'd go back. occasionally they'd both be on commercial, and that'd be frustrating because I want to, you know, watch all my football. But I was upset that they lost.
Sorry, because I thought they'd win. Your description of how you were watching, but sorry,
it's a great description.
Sorry, I'm feisty today. I didn't go to the game on Saturday. Normally, I go to CSU games, or maybe I'll go to a UNC game. But my kiddo had a tonsillectomy on Thursday. And for those of you that follow me, you know my son is autistic, so he had some other things going on. Whew, taking a kid on the spectrum to a surgery like that, that's scary. Scary situation. We got through the surgery. Now we're in the healing process. Everybody tells me that everything you Google is like, yeah, day 5 through 7 are the worst. Well, today's day 5. So here we are. Good luck, Brittany. Be home this afternoon. So I didn't go to the games. I didn't want to be too far away. On Saturday. Today is actually, you know what else I'm missing, Mike? You know what I'm missing today? It's Nuggets Media Day. I haven't missed a Nuggets Media Day in like 5 years, 5 or 6 years. And it was just one of those deals where I wanted to be here on the show because we got a lot to react to. But also, I don't want to be in Denver if the kiddo's needing a little extra support. So, unfortunately, I will not be down there today. Nikola Jokic didn't say anything that scared me over the weekend. Yeah, he did. We'll talk about it.
Well, he called me, and he's like, hey, is Brady coming today? And I'm like, sorry.
Why does he have your number? How does he have your number? Is this part of your Broncos media day thing? You made such big waves when you were covering the Broncos when they had their training camp up here that you're just so good, they just give you a 3-time MVP's number. You're that good. That one day of standing there and acting like a reporter has gained you all that clout. Is that true?
Well, he actually tracked me down because I'm so, you know, infamous and famous for being super awesome. He's like, hey, it's Nikola Jokic.
Did you even ask a question when you were there at media day or training camp?
I'm known throughout the state of Colorado for being awesome.
Well, did you even ask a question or were you just nerding out over John Elway and wanting to sniff his socks or something?
I was in support for the talk show host.
Yeah. You were just there, but you didn't.
I was there.
Who were you next to? Were you next to Mike Shanahan, or?
I was a few feet away from Mike Shanahan.
And you didn't want to ask a question?
No, I wasn't going to ask a question.
What would you, if you could have asked a question, what would it have been?
I don't know. It probably would have been about the current roster. It was 2005, so.
Jake Plummer?
A long time ago.
Was that the Jake Plummer year? One of the Jake Plummer years? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think so.
So you could have asked about Jake Plummer. How confident are you in Jake Plummer after you just drafted Jay Cutler? You know, does that mean you're not confident in Jake Plummer? You could have asked that, and you could have been a hero. Instead?
I'm sure he... Well, I...
You missed your moment.
I let the host, the actual host, ask
Dude,
the question.
Your career trajectory could have taken a completely different path. Had you asked one question, that might have been it. And you'd be Jim Rome. You'd be Colin Cowherd. You'd be the whole show.
I'd rather be the whole show than Colin Cowherd.
Really? Thank you. Why?
I don't care for Colin Cowherd.
Really? I don't mind him.
I only like him when he is
not
on the board with the Broncos. Other than that, not a big fan.
Broncos play the Bengals tonight. Coming up, we've got our Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question that we got to load up, and we got to get somebody registered for the $20 gift certificate later this week. So we got all that to go over. Tons to unpack. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Why didn't Coach Prime call a timeout? Settle things down right before. Caden Salter threw an interception to end the game when they might have had a chance to come back. We'll get into that. Kevin Lytle's going to join me today. There's a lot more to unpack with Colorado State. How we feeling, Rams fans? Would you like to see CJ Norvell and CSU part ways today? They won't, but would you like to see it today? Would that make you feel better? Or are you of the mindset, like, it ain't going to do anything, so just let him ride it out, pay him less, you know, for the buyout stuff after the turn of the year? We'll get to that. 34 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick for the high school football game of the week. Fridays on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
39 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show. A lot to unpack. We've also got Broncos-Bengals tonight. Monday Night Football. I mean, come on. This is a game you got to have. This is a game you absolutely have to have. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Mike, we got the Lawnster on the hotline, the First Advantage hotline. Lawnster, what's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, how you doing there, Brady?
You know, hanging in there. It was a lousy weekend for the state of Colorado when it comes to college football.
Well, true, but it was a good day for high school sports up here in the Loveland area.
Yeah, what went down? Loveland get a big dub over the weekend?
No, Loveland didn't play. No. Thompson Valley played.
Oh.
And Thompson Valley won.
Cool. Good. Congrats, my friend. You got to be feeling good about that.
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
Hey, on this changeover, I say just fire him at the end of the season. Just let him play it out and then just clean up a little bit.
Do you think he's gone, though?
Yes.
Either way. I guess the devil's advocate is like, you know, if you know, you know. Might as well just move him on now, I guess. But there's more money you'd have to pay him. So there's a lot of reasons to go ahead and let him finish it out.
Yeah, just let him finish up, because I think that's ridiculous. Firing a coach in the middle of the season and then get somebody in there, then your team's just as bad as they are.
Yeah, I get you. I'm not a big fire him unless you have, like, coach in waiting. You know, a young up-and-coming coordinator that everybody's just raving about, and that unit's really good. But I don't think CSU has that right now. Not obviously.
No, right.
Anyway.
No, this whole team just don't have it. I don't care who you put in over quarterback. They just don't have it this year.
No. The quarterback change is kind of same type of issues that we've been seeing with this team, especially this year. I mean, this is bad. 3 weeks in a row, it's been really bad
when you use a second quarter and then put a backup in there, it's like, what are you thinking?
I don't get the – I mean, I like the idea of Taj Bullock. I just don't understand what Coach Norvell's doing with this package.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't quite get it either.
Lawnster, appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, guys, have a good day.
All right, you too. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, we're going to take a short break here. Already blowing up this clock. There's just so much to talk about. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Anyway, you will never understand it, cause it happens too fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking on glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, taste it so sweet. But it makes no difference, cause it's natural.
There we go, Mike. There we go.
But you can't have it.
Yeah, you can't have it. You want it all, but you can't have it. 47 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Nuggets Media Day going on. I'm reading some of the tweets and stuff. Normally I'm there, so I'm here with you guys. That's good. You know, nowhere else I'd rather be. But Bruce Brown said, hey, like the second he signed that contract, the second he goes to New Orleans and then Toronto, he said he wanted to be right back in Denver. He missed it that bad. Man, I'm excited to see what he can do in his second stint with the Nuggets. I don't know that it's going to be as good as it was. But I think we're all happy that Bruce Brown is back in the fold. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I want to get more into Colorado State and some of Jay Norvell's comments. He was asked if he felt like he was coaching for his job or feeling the pressure. This is a quick one. Here's what Norvell had to say about that.
No, I don't. No. I'm coaching and I'm trying to do the best that I can with these kids, and so no, I'm not worried.
They all say that, right? Not worried.
You should be.
Yeah. I mean, he said, that's what he's got to say. No, not worried about it. Because if he says I'm worried about it, then Then you really break it down.
But, no, I'm not worried about the axe murderer in front of me. I'm putting this puzzle together.
49 minutes after the hour, I want to shout out to Lemons Heating and Cooling. You know, it's almost heater time. You know, we're getting cooler mornings. I think this week's going to be nice, but next week, according to Cody Wilson, the Denver Front Range and Weather Guy, next week we're going to start getting into those fall temperatures. It's going to be cooler. Talk to Lemons Heating and Cooling about your heater situation. They'll do duct cleaning. Maybe the AC ran out of steam toward the end of the summer, and you want to go ahead and get that taken care of, too. Lemons Heating and Cooling. Free estimates are available at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. We've got our Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia coming up in the next hour. We got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, going to join us. Also, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And I believe Jay Norvell has a press conference set at noon today. Is he going to make a decision about play calling? We'll find out. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man gang. Cody the Weather Guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310kfka.
Oh, we're going to do it now. We're going to do it right now. I guess you control the show now.
I do, especially when it's trivia.
Love trivia. Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. Legos, sports cards, sports memorabilia. Man, they got everything. And I want you to be a part of it. I want you to win a $20 gift certificate. Here's your chance to register for that. And if you're one of the winners on Friday, you're in for a $100 gift certificate and an autographed jersey. Not an autographed jersey by Micah or anything. This is like big time pro athlete signed stuff here.
Legit person.
This is what you're going to want. Diamond Valley Collectibles. You guys got to check this out. All right. Here's the question. 970, first off, is the 970-353-1310. Just save that number. 353-1310. What is the Broncos' record against the Bengals on Monday Night Football? Is it A, 1-2, B, 6-3, C, 2-1, or D, 2-4? A, 1-2, B, 6-3, C, 2-1, or D, 2-4? Call right now. First one to get it right is entered for the $20 gift certificate. Coming up on Friday, you have a 1 in 5 chance if you get this right now.
I know the answer.
I know you do. You came up with the question, so I'm hopeful. I was hopeful that you had the answer to this. I didn't know the answer. Now I do. And do you know? That's the question. 970-353-1310. What is the Broncos' record against the Bengals on Monday Night Football? Just let us know. A, B, C, or D. Call right now. 970-353-1310.
And that's before tonight, because tonight you're going to add to the win column.
I need to see J.K. Dobbins just go off tonight. I'm talking 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. I need it because he's in my fantasy lineup, and Bruce, the worst one in our league, is beating me right now. So I really need you, J.K. I really need you. All right, next hour, we got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, top stories of the day. Also, Kevin Lytle joining us later on in the program. Get his thoughts, because I think Jay Norvell is set to speak to media members today. Is he going to say that there's a play caller change or stay the course? It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.